If you're about to get engaged or ready to walk down the aisle, your true love deserves a true jeweler, the Diamond Seller. As a true jeweler, we not only have designer collections to meet your bridal needs, but we also have talented in-house designers who can create something truly one of a kind. Visit the Diamond Seller today.
Bilo, you there? Do I got you?
Any reason the song's playing?
What song? What are you talking about?
You know what song?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. What are you talking about? Song?
Like, I appreciate what you're trying to say, but like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. What are you talking about, man?
You think my body's a wonderland, apparently.
Whoa, dude, what are you talking about, brother? I have no idea. I've never heard of this. There's no such thing of what you're talking about.
I think there is.
No, dude, it's nothing.
And it's fine. Like, I'm not against it. Like, it's okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're being weird right now, man. You're being really weird. I just wanted to have you on to talk a little hockey, and you're just going off the rails already from the start.
Of course.
All right, well, I guess we'll get this this interview started with just clear the air here. I don't know what he's talking about. What's going on, man? What are you doing right now?
I'm listening to some John Mayer, apparently.
Obviously, like, is this like you're just blasting it in your apartment or what?
Constantly.
Nice. Nice, man. I like that. Seriously, what did you do today?
Oh, you know, classic. Just went to work, got home, took a nap, and now I'm here.
Classic. Did you have Skyline today?
Not today. I'm trying to limit myself to 3 times a week.
This is real, guys. This guy is real, by the way. Like, you actually, like, what's the record? How many days in a row did you go to Skyline, like, at the heat of us working together? How many days did you crank out?
It has to be 6 days.
6 days? Oh, so you haven't done the perfect week yet?
No, I'm building my way up there. I can't do it all yet. The heartburn's too much.
The heartburn, yeah. You know, they have medicine for that, though.
I do, but is it worth it?
I think I know the answer to that.
It is.
It is.
It's, absolutely.
You know, there's some things that are just bigger than your body. I'm sorry, man. I had to. I got on the library, the music library here, and I was like, it'd be really funny if I brought him into some John Mayer, and I clicked, I was like, I wonder if we have any John Mayer in here. I clicked on it, we got like 40 John Mayer songs, brother. We got so
much. That's the best way to start it. I love it.
We got so much John Mayer in this thing. Ed, you are a huge John Mayer fan. Did you listen to his last album?
I did, right when it came out.
Was it good?
It's pretty good. I like it.
Okay. All right, so he still got it, you would say.
I would. Now, he did reuse a bunch of his singles on the album, so it was only like 5 new songs, but those are good.
I hate when artists do that, man. Like, they're like, hey, here's a new album. By the way, 60% of the album you've already heard before.
Yeah, so I was skipping through it when the album came out.
Yeah, nice, nice. Well, I mean, what else is going on in your life? You played a little... Played a little golf yesterday.
I did. Nice little par 3 course right in Dublin.
Just 9 holes or what?
Yeah, it's only 9. That was all I had time for, and it was so hot that day, too.
You shot a 40.
I did. And personal best.
And you texted me, guys, I just shot a 40. And I was like, my first instinct was like, okay, he shot a 40. Like, that's pretty damn good, man. He's 4 over par. 5 over par. Where'd you play? Oh, the Dublin practice course, you know, the par 3 one. You know what, though, Bilo? That's good, man. That's good. So I assume you had some pretty good swings the other day?
I did. I think I had about 4 or 5 pars. I was feeling it. Good. I mean, the last time we played a par 3 course, I might have had 1 par total. So.
You were in the 50s. You were in the 50s, but to be fair, you were seeing clearly through the trees. Like, you were...
I was.
You had a lot
of...
weren't
even there.
You had a lot of distractions. Like, some people would think that, you know, it's not like the... Have you ever seen The Greatest Game Ever Played? I think that's what it's called.
I haven't.
So it's a golf movie. It's a golf movie. And in order to focus on the hole, it's about a professional golfer. He, like, focuses... He, like, sees the hole without any trees. And it just, like, it just goes, it just, like, does this really sweet thing where it just goes, everything quiets, and he just can clearly see the hole and all the trees disappear. That was you. You tapped into that skill, but you don't even know that that's a good thing. You don't know how to control it yet.
No, I need to practice with it more. It's not there for me yet.
I think it might have freaked you out a little bit.
I think it came on too quick for me. I was like, I can't do this.
Can't handle this. I saw some more Colorado picks, by the way. You just recently took a trip out to Cali.
I did. First trip out there. It was a little hard to breathe, though.
I'm not going to lie. I think Sean's Instagram dump was a little better than yours.
Did I post anything?
That's why it's better than yours.
Oh, that's fair.
I mean, like, I still am thinking about Sean's Instagram dump. He dumped.
You need to get a big dump in there, then.
You need to get a big dump in there, man. I mean,
like, massive.
Your last dump actually was January 16th. You haven't dumped since then. You must only dump on vacays. Are you a big vacay dumper?
January 16th.
Yeah, that was your last vacay, wasn't it?
I thought it was in December.
You did some sort of trip in January 16th, and you did a dump. It was with you and Eddie.
Me and Eddie. Oh, I'm going to have to go look real quick. I can't remember that.
Okay, so I'm looking at Sean's dump, okay? And by the way, Sean also plays on our team. Bilo plays on our adult league team. I prefaced that before the interview in the previous segment. But we got this little gang together of, you know, we got this core group of guys. Tommy's on the team. Bilo's on the team. Sean is Bilo's best friend, and he you know, he's my center. I'm looking at this guy.
Four all-stars.
I haven't seen this guy in like 5 weeks. He has not played for our team in 5 weeks. He has missed 5 straight games or something like that. And this man is still leading the league in points.
This is toppling everybody. I think there's one guy that's tied with him, and he's played 5 plus games than everybody else.
This man is like, he is the McJesus of CAHL D-South, like, without a doubt.
But to be fair, like, half of his points are secondary apples, and they never give anybody else secondary apples.
Dude, he's like the opposite of Tommy. Like, so Sean doesn't ask for the secondary apples. He just gets them. Like, a ref never misses a single one of Sean's secondary, his A2s, right? But Tommy and Sean never asked for him either, unlike Dwight. Like, Dwight is sometimes, he'll be a guy. I saw Dwight, by the way, on your goal that you scored. I watched the film. Dwight.
Oh, a little celebration?
No, not only was his little celebration, he skated by the scorer's table. He had the audacity to skate by the scorer's table and say something to that young woman who was there working, or dude, whoever it was.
He must have said 17 with a goal, because he wasn't even a part of that play.
Because he got the apple on your goal.
Did he? Dolan was the one that handed it off
to
me.
No, he got the apple on your goal, brother.
Oh, my God. He's stealing points now.
He's a little point stealer, he is. but you know who is soon to be a point stealer is Tom. Because, like, I'll have, like, this sickest – I think it was the last game. I had a really sick snipe. Like, it was, like – probably one of the best goals I've ever scored. It broke a little drought for me, so it felt good. But I'm skating back to the circle, and I hear Tom, that should be an A2. And, like, you know, the ref is skating around asking who got the assist. And Tommy's like, that should be an A2 for 93. I'm like, Tommy, what are you doing right now, brother? We are in the middle of a beer league game, and you're begging for A2s? What's going on, Tom?
The best part about that is someone touched the puck from the other team after he passed it, so it's not even an A2 for him on that.
I love Tommy. He's so funny. I'm not going to lie. This past week, I've been getting a little worried lately because Tom's been playing really good, really, really good, and you've been playing good. I was a little worried because I knew I wasn't going to be there at the game. Late notice that I wasn't going to be there, but I thought all day, I'm like, damn, Tommy and Beeler are totally going to play together, and they're probably going to be playing really well. Tommy just keeps talking about how good of defense he's played. Like, I'm a little worried. Like, I'm afraid if they play well, then I won't get to play with either one of them, and I'll be stuck with Chapman, which I like Chapman, but I want to play with one of the boys, man. I want to play with one of the boys.
Of course.
I'm checking the live score while I'm out on the golf course, and I just see 9 goals given up, and I'm like, I'm so good. This is fine. What happened?
All right. Now, I would never put the blame on anybody else. Never. Like, that's just not me. But out of those 9 goals, me and Tommy are on the ice for 2, maybe 3 of them.
Oh. So this was a classic. Okay, so I see what happened here.
Yeah.
This was a classic. You decided to play with one of your friends. And
actually,
you left. All right, so this was a classic Chapman and Bream line, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to play with Chapman, but Eric comes out. And you know how Eric is. He's like, Chapman, you ready to play some fucking defense together today? And I'm like, all right. And then I was actually thinking about playing with Chapman. And then Dwight's like, no, they should play together. And I'm like, I have no say in the matter anymore. And Eric's pretty pumped, so we'll just let that happen.
You were excited to play with Tommy. Don't even act like...
I love playing with Tommy.
Yeah, you were happy about this.
But the funny part was, Chapman says to Bream, he's like, I don't know, Eric, the last time we played together, we were -7. And Eric's like, no, we got it this time. That was a fluke. And, you know, the scoreboard said otherwise.
It was not a fluke. If you're saying you gave up 2 goals and they had 9 scored, that means that they were -7 yet again.
Yeah.
See, yeah, we can't pair them two together, man. One of us has to babysit one of them, and you've just gotten stuck with that job recently.
I'm fine with it. I don't have to skate as much. I love it.
I think Chapman's good, man. He's solid offensively too. But what I loved about it is just in the weeks prior, Tommy kept talking about like how good a defense he's been playing. And he kept talking about how he said on the last podcast, the last Hockey Dudes podcast, he was like, the offense was mostly driven by me and B-Lo. And I'm like, Tommy, I'm sure you were really driving the offense in this game.
He actually did take it in a few times, and his hands have improved drastically.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it. Like, I don't mind it at all. I can sit back. He can take it right in. We can switch it up whenever we want. I take it in. He stays back. Works out well. But then we switch lines and things go a little bit south.
Maybe I was being a little hard on him. I just know Tom, and the most amount of PVOs, positive vibes only. Like, I just love it out of him. I just love it.
Oh, of course. That guy was glowing the first game we played defense together. He won the face-off back. I passed it in, and he just ripped it in.
He really has been a new man. He's been a new man. You're right. Ever since he moved back to defense, he has been a new man, and I'm excited for it. I think we needed to lose this game, though. We had won 6 in a row. We were fighting for the Spanel Trophy, which if you don't know what the Spanel Trophy is, it's the President's Trophy of D-League. We were fighting for it, but I think we flew a little too close to the sun. I think we needed to burn our wings a little bit, get humbled. That way we go into the playoffs, which are coming up, with a little bit more like grit, a little bit more edge. You know, we can't just fly into the playoffs and just expect to sweep the whole league. So let me ask you this. What are the expectations for the playoffs? Because I feel like we're a shaky team. Sometimes we can play good, and sometimes we can get beat 8-2. Like, what are we expecting? What are we expecting here?
I'm expecting a great game. You know, the crowd's looking forward to it. Like, they've been rowdy lately. They want this ship from us. They're like, it's been too many years without one.
Are we getting the biddies back for the playoffs?
Oh, of course we're getting the biddies. The biddies love it.
Are we sure?
I'll make sure of it.
Like, I'm being serious right now. Are the biddies coming?
I'll make some calls tonight.
Okay, make some calls. Make some calls. And also, I need to see a better Instagram dump. You need to out-dump Sean.
Out-dump Sean?
Yeah. Just know that it's not about how many, it's about how.
How?
How.
I can appreciate that.
He took a lot of fire pictures, though.
So big, I'm going to say nothing about my dump. It's going to go captionless.
He had some good pics, man. I'm looking at the first one here, and the first one on the bike is like, it's the second pick of the mountains is just amazing. Like, that, can't believe he took that. Was that how high up you guys were?
Oh yeah, that's what I was. We were at like 10,000 feet for quite a few days.
That's crazy, brother.
We were at the highest city in the United States. It was so hard to breathe. I thought I'd come back here with, like, super lungs, but I couldn't breathe here either. It was wild.
The pic of you guys pointing, what are you guys pointing at?
We don't know. We just thought it looked cool.
you weren't actually pointing at anything? You guys are frauds?
We were a little fraud. I'll admit it.
No, you were fried, but are you guys frauds?
I said fraud.
Oh. Just pardon me then. Just pardon me. All right, man. Well, okay. I'll end it on this. So Tommy and I, season ticket holders for our respective NFL teams. We're probably gonna have to have a lockout here. Our lockout session upcoming with the Stronghearts. And I'll give you 1 minute here to try to convince me otherwise to not tell Dwight, hey, man, I will not be playing with the Stronghearts this session.
I think Dwight's going to take it pretty hard, but we got some new blood coming in. I think we'll be able to handle it. When you're there, we'll be happy for it, but when you're not, it's what it is.
Wow, you're not even going to try to convince me to stay. I respect that.
No, that's your team, man. Like, I'm not going to tear you away from that team.
Damn, man, that was deep. But you guys are my team, man. I don't want to leave you guys.
And it's your decision. I mean, you left us last week. No problem. I figured you wouldn't have a problem doing it again.
Wow, you are salty. You are salty. Don't worry. Don't worry. Daddy will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just like my real dad walking out on me.
Stop. Your dad is happily in your life.
No.
don't even give the people that. This man's father is in his life, and he is a good man. I've seen his father.
Lives across the country.
He does live across the country.
I haven't seen him in months.
It's been
a year now, actually.
You won't see him.
He doesn't want me to.
Why? What's going on, man?
He's too busy.
He's too busy being retired in Florida.
Exactly.
All right, man. What's the plan for the rest of the night? What are you doing? You can't just be sitting. You got to be watching something.
I'm not. I might strap on the rollerblades and go out on the street.
Just go vibe in the streets with the blades on? Blade gang?
Of course. Always blade gang.
I love that. All right. Bilo, thanks for hopping on. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I know you were a little scared the first time I invited you. You were a little intimidated by me, but I'm glad you made it for this time around.
Don't think that was it, but whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah, that will help me sleep at night, actually. Actually, no, it didn't. It felt like I was like, man, I just got big-timed by Bilo.
That was a small part of it.
You big-timed me. You just wanted to big-time me early.
I just had to level.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, see you, man. I'll see you, I guess, on Sunday, if not before then.
As long as you don't ditch out again.
Skyline tomorrow?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's go. What time are you guys getting off, you think?
Tomorrow's an early day, so probably like before 1, honestly.
Love it. I get off at noon, so I'll see you at Skyline.
Awesome.
All right, see you, man.
See ya.